all the way to principle 14, a principle about environment. The meaning here of environment is not in the sense of nature or ecology, but the meaning is what type of societal environment we are in. So it's almost two pages, so this session we'll read it through and then discuss it next time. Principle 14, environment. We are social creatures and are greatly influenced by society and our environment. The interests and desires of the people around us influence our own interests and desires in both conscious and unconscious ways. Therefore, to grow spiritually, it is very important to be in an environment that is conducive to spiritual development and to be friends with people who are on the same spiritual path. Our spiritual work to transcend self-centeredness and develop our inner divine aspect of unconditional love and pure giving is extremely difficult. Connecting with other people involved in this transformation is essential. When we are surrounded by people who are not striving to develop spiritually, but rather are interested in other things, then we are drawn after these other things ourselves. When we are among spiritual people who are striving through Torah mitzvot to reach the state of pure giving and connection to God, then this is what we are drawn towards. Our inner spiritual essence needs fertile ground to develop, and the potential of our soul to shine depends on our being in a good spiritual environment. Our environment includes not only the people we are friends with, but also the books we read and the media that we are exposed to. Holy books are powerful because they connect us to the high consciousness of the people who wrote them and awaken our spiritual desires. On the other hand, exposure to egotistical thoughts and desires influences us in that direction. The way that we need to be discerning about the food we eat for the sake of our physical health, we need to be even more discerning about what we read and watch for the sake of our spiritual health. Everything we expose ourselves to strongly influences us in ways beyond our control. The thoughts and desires that surround us influence our own thoughts and desires. Our spirituality is determined by our environment. It is in our hands to choose a good spiritual environment. We can choose to be around people who are not working on themselves spiritually, or we can choose to be around people whose lives revolve around striving to connect to God. To attain the state where our actions, speech, and thoughts are directed towards giving and divine service, we need to be around other people who are striving for this inner transformation. To progress spiritually, we need to be around spiritual people. And it says at the end here, to develop spiritually, we need to choose a good spiritual community. Our spiritual development is determined by who we are friends with. Okay, so God willing, we'll discuss next time.